Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 14th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Sony announced the IMX500 image sensor, which features onboard processing power and memory to perform machine learning-powered computer vision tasks on the sensor without additional hardware. Sony is currently targeting the sensor at retailers and industrial clients. Sony says the chip can apply the MobileNet version 1 image recognition algorithm to a single video frame in 3.1 milliseconds, compared to separate chips like Intel's own Movidius, which takes 100 milliseconds to perform. The IMX500 is already shipping to clients, and Sony expects products using the sensor to arrive in the first quarter of 2021. The video chat app House Party will launch its first experimental event series called In the House on May 15th, featuring content from 40 celebrities over the course of 3 days. A billboard of upcoming or currently airing content will appear in the House Party app, and users can subscribe for push notifications when shows are about to start. House Party sees this as a way for users to be engaged in usual group video calls, then begin watching the content together. Video content will not cover friends' faces in the app, and once aired, a replay will only occur once 12 hours later. The U.S. Senate is voting on an extension of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, a bipartisan amendment from Senators Stephen Daines and Ron Wyden that would prevent law enforcement from obtaining internet browsing and search histories without a warrant, came one vote short of the 60 needed for inclusion into the Senate version of the bill. France voted to approve a law Wednesday that requires large tech platforms to remove pedophile and terrorism-related content within an hour or face a fine of up to 4% of global revenue. Other content, defined as manifestly illicit, must be revamped within 24 hours. Instagram announced in a blog post that it's rolling out new features designed to fight online bullying in conjunction with Facebook's release of its May Community Standards Enforcement Report. Users can now delete comments in bulk to reduce negative interactions and control who can mention or tag them with the choice of everyone, only people you know, and no one. Instagram will also start testing pinned comments to help users set the tone for their account and engage with their community by pinning comments to the top of their feeds. Starting May 18th, Uber will include an online checklist of things like wearing a mask and washing hands that drivers and riders will have to answer before a ride will start. Uber will also limit the number of passengers allowed in a car and add a face mask verification feature to the driver app. Riders, drivers, and Uber Eats restaurants will also have an option to report unsafe behavior. Drivers and riders who cancel trips for unsafe behavior will not be penalized. Microsoft's latest Windows Insider build of Windows 10 now includes a DNS over HTTPS client. When the client is activated, Windows will use DOH to encrypt DNS requests rather than sending them in clear text. Currently, the build only supports DOH resolvers from Cloudflare, Google, and Quad9 to decrypt the traffic, but Microsoft says this is only for testing and will support all resolvers once it hits a stable release. In a post on the YouTube Music blog, Google announced it will begin rolling out an update to the YouTube Music app with a new transfer process for Google Play Music libraries. Google also mentioned in the post that Play Music users will no longer have access to the service later this year, but did not mention a specific shutdown date. The company also increased the maximum track library size from 100,000 songs up from 50,000 on Play Music, with an increase in playlist tracks from 1,000 to 5,000. Google also announced a tab grouping feature is coming to its Chrome browser. Tab groups are created by right-clicking on a tab and assigning it a name and color, which will then be shown under all tabs in the group. The feature is available now in the latest Chrome beta and will roll out more broadly next week. Facebook launched avatars in the US, previously available in Australia, New Zealand, Europe, and Canada. These let users create cartoon versions of themselves to use as stickers in stories, comments, and on Facebook Messenger. As part of the expansion, Facebook is also introducing new hairstyles, complexions, and outfit options. Intel released its 10th generation vPro processors based on its 14-nanometer Comet Lake architecture across Xeon, Core i9, i7, and i5 lines for mobile and desktop systems. Intel's Hardware Shield is included on all processors, previously an optional component, that offers protection out of the box and includes visibility across the OS and BIOS. Intel also optimized the BIOS to encrypt components and memory often targeted by attackers, and integrates with Windows 10 to offload some security tasks from the CPU. All chips also include integrated Wi-Fi 6 support. And finally, Microsoft updated its minimum hardware requirements for Windows 10 to no longer offer 32-bit versions of the OS to OEMs for new PCs, beginning with Windows 10 version 2004. The change does not affect existing PCs, and Microsoft said it plans to keep selling 32-bit retail versions of Windows 10. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.